Well, as we've been hearing this morning, at least 72 tennis players who are gearing up for the Australian Open are trying to stay match fit in their hotel rooms after five people travelling to Australia for the Grand Slam tested positive to COVID-19. The Victorian government says the risk of hard quarantine was made very clear to participants. Tennis Australia is now scrambling to get fitness equipment into the hotel rooms of players who can't leave their rooms now for a fortnight. Oksana Kalashnikova from Georgia was on the flight from Abu Dhabi and is now in hard lockdown after another passenger on the flight tested positive. She joins us now from her hotel room in Melbourne. Oksana, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hi, good morning.
Oksana, was it made clear to you when you boarded the plane that there was a risk that you could end up in 14 days of hard quarantine?
Well, I mean, when we were boarding the plane, obviously we knew that we need to have all of us a negative test within 72 hours. So all of us, we did. So when we boarded the plane, we had negative tests. And I mean, we didn't know exactly that it can happen like on the plane, because we were all talking about that if something gonna happen like here in Australia, like if that's why we were kind of had like strict rules with whom we can practice, like we can only hit like with one partner, so that kind of to have less connections, just to not like to have it under control if something can happen, if some of us can get like tested positive. But I mean, there was a rule that said that every case will look differently and to see if it's like a close contact or not a close contact, but it was nothing said like about the plane. So
you're saying that it wasn't made clear that if someone on the plane tested positive, even if you were negative, you may still end up in 14 days quarantine. You weren't told that?
Well, we were said that every case will look into it. That's what, like, every case, and they will determine if it's a close contact or not a close contact. So I guess it didn't matter where it's going to happen.
And what did it look like on the plane? How full was the plane? Can you paint a bit of a picture for us?
Well, pretty much all of us, we were sitting like alone and in each row, and we were not like really packed. So it was maybe, it was like 25%, I think, capacity the allowance was. So we were like 70, I don't know the numbers exactly, but it was like 25% of the whole capacity. But the plane was pretty much like empty. In front of me, there was only like one passenger sitting behind me, like two rows behind me. There was like nobody sitting, and next to me, nobody was sitting. So it was really like widely spread. Like we were all over the plane. I mean, not all over the plane, but there was like lots of space between us.
For you now in hotel quarantine for 14 days in Melbourne, what's it like for you? What kind of feeling do you have about the situation you're in?
Well, I mean, it's not my first time hotel quarantine, because when I was coming back home in my home country, I was also in a hotel room for 10 days. But obviously, I'm getting a better treatment here thanks to Tennis Australia, because they're trying to do everything what it's possible to keep us in shape. And so I'm thankful for that.
Novak Djokovic has put out a list of demands. What do you think about the demands that he's made?
Well, I really didn't look into it, because I just kind of woke up, so I don't know what exactly he's demanding.
He's talking about players and coaches to be on the same floor of the hotel if they pass COVID tests, and even for some players to be relocated to private homes that have tennis courts.
Well, about that, I mean, I'm not sure, because especially right now, as the Australian government is so strict with the rules, I can understand they don't want to have something, if something will go out of control, it's going to be like really tough for the public. So it's like, it's also tough for us. So I can't really comment on that.
Oksana, for you, what kind of routine are you doing to try and stay fit while you're trapped in this hotel room for 14 days? What are you doing each day?
Well, we're going to get today, like a Tennis Australia contacted us yesterday and they said that we're going to get bicycles or like free weights and the stuff that we need, like this stuff that kind of you can't get into the room. So they will give us today, they will bring us into our room.
And how different is that, Oksana, from what you would normally doing, your normal kind of training at this stage before a tournament?
Well, to all my workout, there is the tennis that probably the four hours of tennis is missing.
4 hours a day of tennis?
Yeah, it depends on the day, like if you feel fresh or not.
And what about things like cardiovascular fitness and weights and so on? How many hours or kilometers would you normally be doing at this stage?
Well, I mean, 3 times a week obviously depends like what stage of preparation you are. If it's in the beginning, obviously you have tougher workouts and closer to the tournament, you're kind of letting it go and you have like easier exercises. So, but like at least 1.5 hours, you also need to do like the physical prep and also the stretching, the cool down and the warm up. So at least like 6 hours a day you need to.
You're making me tired just running through that schedule. Do you understand some of the anger in Australia and Victoria in particular that so many tennis players and their entourages have been brought in, but there are tens of thousands of Australians who want to come home and can't?
Well, I totally understand them, but we're just following what we've been told to. So, and I'm pretty sure Grand Slam is something, it will bring something good, no, into the community. It's not only bad that how it's been only talked about.
What do you think is going to happen when the tournament starts? Some people will be coming out of quarantine, some will not. Others would have handled quarantine very well, others will not. Do you think it might shake up people's performances in the tournament at all?
Oh, I mean, definitely we are the one that kind of fully locked in. I think for us, we're like in the toughest situation right now, because obviously other players will have an advantage because they can practice, they can move like more than we are.
And what about mentally? How much of an edge will that be, those who can handle it well?
Well, I don't know. I'm talking for myself. Like, I don't feel, for me, mentally, it's not really that tough, like, to stay in the hotel room. It's just maybe some fresh air is missing, but that's the only complaint I have.
What do you think your chances are this time around in the Australian Open?
Well, I would say low chances.
And what are you hoping for this time?
Well, first of all, not to get injured once I will get out of the hotel room.
And is that a worry for many of the players?
Well, yeah, I mean, because most of them, they can also get even like the physio into the room. So, I mean, all of us, we're not most like, let's say we're not young, some of them who got into the quarantine. So we need to look after our bodies so that, I mean, like the massage and all that kind of therapies, we can't get it. So it's tough.
Well, it sounds like speaking to some of the players, you're doing more exercise in those hotel rooms than many of us are doing on the outside. We wish you well for the Australian Open. Thanks for joining us on RM Breakfast.
Thank you.